From the News Talk STL studios in St. Louis, it's The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, publisher of the St. Louis Small Business Monthly, Ron Amlin, and then Kristen Haftarchik of Patriot Mama Bears. Also, Kirby Newberry, the King of Coffee from DiscountCoffee.com, and the Right Mind Studio band, Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
Hey, how's it going? Wow, Joey, you're not going to believe what I just found out. If Trump wins, hold the phone, share. She promises to pack her bags and leave. Now, I don't think this is the first time that Cher has said that she's going to leave. I mean, it seems like the last time that he was elected, she said she was going to leave, along with all those other people, along with Whoopi. But now she has promised that if Trump wins, she's leaving.
Didn't she have the power to turn back time? I think she is in control of whether this happens.
You are exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't she sing that with Sonny and Cher? Sonny Bono.
Sonny wasn't around anymore. He hit that tree, we lost him.
Yeah.
I think she should write a new song.
Admiral Andy's going to be joining us later, so he wants to jump in, but we're going to let him tell why he's skipping school in just a bit.
Maybe he has a really funny Cher joke. Let's hear him out.
Okay.
Wasn't that funny? You ruined a moment now, but I was just going to say, I wonder if she believes in life after Trump. She could write a new song.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Did you know that if Yoko Ono married Sonny Bono, the kid would be, and they had a kid. How does this go? She would be Yoko Ono Bono.
And that kid would be deaf, probably.
The kid would be deaf because she's terrible.
After all those lullabies.
There's just all this news. As soon as I sit down in here, I mean, it just seems to like overwhelm me. There are things happening in the world that I didn't even know about. Did you hear about the flight, the airplane? So last week we were talking about how in St. Louis, people are going to be able to go to the bathroom just anywhere they want. And now there's a JetBlue flight or something like that. Someone just decided to go to the bathroom on the floor of the bathroom, and they decided to cancel the whole flight.
This was a passenger flight, or was it something from UPS, like What Can Brown Do For You?
You're right. I didn't read deep enough into it. It could have been UPS. Wow, I'm not really quite sure. Well, as we mentioned just a second ago, because he's just jumping around here and he's getting water all over the place, I wanted to let everybody know that once again, Admiral Andy is skipping school, okay, because, we are the taxpayers that are, actually paying for all this, okay? But he chose to skip school. And now you know what he's doing, Joey? He's decided that he wants to be a stand-up comedian, okay? I'm not kidding you. I get this. I get an alert in the middle of the night saying, what do you think of these jokes? And I didn't know what are you talking about, Admiral Andy? This has nothing to do with being indoctrinated to become a Marxist socialist like you're studying. And no, now he's going to be a stand-up comedian. Joey, let's just go to the Admiral. Admiral, what is this all about? Now, is this something that your mom is making you do, or is it something that you just chose to do yourself?
No, she's dead. Thanks.
That's
for
not
ripping
part of your routine.
The Band-Aid off of that wound, buddy.
Okay, sorry. Moving on.
No, it's just a bucket list thing that I've always wanted to do. I want to do an open mic, and if it sucks, it sucks. If it's good, it's good.
Okay. Bucket list. My brother, on his bucket list is, I think it's like skydiving or something like that. And usually they're like big things, aren't they? Things that, you typically just wouldn't do any day of the week. But I make it easy. My bucket list is like, I'm going to change my underwear on Thursday or something like that. It's easy. That way I can just check these things off.
Sure.
It's not difficult.
Gives you a sense of accomplishment.
Exactly.
It makes it
easier. Now, what else is on your bucket list?
Not much, honestly. I've had the opportunity to knock a lot of them out. I did the skydiving thing.
Yeah, okay. Was that on your bucket list?
It was just, honestly, my buddy was a skydiver.
Right,
and
okay.
We were sitting around one day, and he's like, you should go. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
I got an idea for you. Here's what you do. You become a stand-up comedian while you're skydiving.
Perfect.
Okay, and what you do, you jump out with your buddy, and you say, hey, guess what? I didn't pack your chute. And then he could – never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. Joey, what's on your – we didn't get around to it. What's on your bucket list? You didn't answer me.
Bucket lists usually kick in at a certain age when you're about to die. So
right.
I'm so young and in my prime.
You
Why
are.
Would I make a bucket list right now?
Right. You're right. He doesn't have a bucket
list. Yeah. You know what? With that attitude, young man, you're going to go nowhere. You're going to run out of time.
Said Adam Landy, who's not in school today. He decided that he was going to skip. Now, when you skip school, I mean, do they call home? Do you get somebody that says, "Have you seen Adam Landy?" I mean, does your wife answer the phone and do they ask where you are?
No, but she has to write my excuse note.
She does. Yeah. Okay. So what was it today that you had to like come, you know, skip and hang out with us? Because she's already on to us, or on to you rather,
right,
that this is what you do. Okay. And she said, you know, I actually, Joey, did I tell you about this? How his wife got a hold of me? Yeah.
Grabbed you what?
She did. And she
snuck up on you?
She said, you know what? You were supposed to be helping with the grout in the kitchen. And apparently you were, and I get this ring. That's like my phone because that's my ringtone. And she says, "Is Andy with you?" And I said, "Who is this?" She said, "This is Andy's wife." I said, "Of course he's not with me." Now, what was that all about? Well, did you give her my phone number?
You know, it seems how this is the first time I'm hearing of this. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay. No. So we don't know anything.
She's
about
crafty,
her.
Though.
She is crafty.
She's very crafty.
That's why you sabotaged her car battery so she can't leave the house. Yes. You know where she's at.
Yes.
She has to stay home.
You know what I do? I just provide my wife with constant love and attention and caring. And I mean, I'm the perfect husband. I don't know if you knew that. Did you know that?
Well, you're romantic. Don't forget about
it. I am romantic. You know what? I put the toilet seat down. That's a huge thing. Okay. So I always make sure not only to put the toilet seat down at home, but I put it down wherever I go. I mean, see, we'll go to a party and Todd disappeared. Where's Todd? Where is he? Well, he's probably putting all the toilet seats down. And that's the kind of guy I am.
Here in America, we don't have this social credit score like in China, but we do have IMDb score, and I feel like that your number has been rising lately for these exact actions of love that you've been giving your wife.
You brought
that
up. Put
the toilet seat down, you go up 100 points on IMDb.
That's exactly right. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, because you probably aren't celebrities like Joey and Admiral Andy and I, but IMDb is the Internet Movie Database, okay? And if you are any type of big star like we are, or even if you're not like we are, you're on the IMDb, okay? And they have a star meter, they call it. It's kind of like a game show. The lower, it's like that stupid golf game. The lower your score, the more of a celebrity you are. And we were just talking about that. At one point, I think I was down to like 42,697,000. But now you said I'm up now to what?
You're about like in the 700,000s.
Get out of here. I'm like right up there with Tom Cruise and those guys. Okay. Now, you mentioned that Vic Porcelli, he's like kind of struggling on the star meter, isn't he?
He's in the millions or something. It's embarrassing.
Really? Is he really?
I don't want to put it out there. I'm not going to look it up live, but obviously he's no Tom Cruise.
No, well, you know, he is actually, you're not going to believe this. Vic is going to be starring in a film that I'm producing, actually. And we're actually filming his scene on Saturday. Did he tell you about that?
This sounds like a bit of charity to get that score up higher for him.
I don't think it's going to work. I think any project that I've ever produced is guaranteed to just make your star meter tank. Okay.
Ooh.
Yes. I mean, you go from the toilet to the sewer to goodbye. And that's what happens when you're in one of my films. But he thinks, Vic, that this is really going to skyrocket him, to like actually low, because you want the lower score. It's going to drop him to number two or something like that. Not number two like we were talking about earlier, but the other two.
It's going to sink like a stone, like a little turd.
What? Like a little turd? That was like a book. Mm-hmm. I think I used to read my children that.
Everybody turds. That's everybody the name turds. I remember reading that.
Everybody turds. We got a big show. We got a big show coming up here. We've got Ron Amlin. He's the he's a good friend of mine, as a matter of fact. At least I think he's a friend. Maybe he'll come on and say, "I hate you, Todd." We'll find out. But he's the publisher of the St. Louis Small Business Monthly. And we're going to be talking about the state of small business in St. Louis, you know, along with some other things, too. And then also we have somebody I'm really excited to have her on, because she has the hardest last name to pronounce, and I'm probably going to butcher it right now. It's Kristen Haftershick, I think it's called. And she is the head of this group called the Patriot Mama Bears. And I know from baseball and my kids and stuff like that, they call the Mama Bears, a Mama Bear is a warrior. Okay. So if somebody says Patriot before Mama Bears, she's going to really be a handful, but she's going to be a lot of fun. And as I said, we have Admiral Andy sitting here skipping school. The King is going to be in. King Kirby is going to join us. We have a heck of a packed show. And King Kirby said he's going to wear his crown. So everybody listening to the radio will get to not be able to see that. And, of course, we have Mitch Murphy back there. Oh, he's What? He has a candy cane stuck in his... Is that in your nose? I don't know what he's doing. There must be some holiday thing coming up. But he's back there, and we're going to get into it when we come back. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V, Admiral Andy Skipping School. You're listening to The Right Mind Show, and we will be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Ron Amlin of the St. Louis Small Business Monthly gives us some tips on how businesses can survive and thrive during hard times. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on Newstalk STL, and now a man so lucky that treasure trolls line up to rub his tummy, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V, and you're listening to The Right Mind Show. And with me now is actually a good friend of mine. We go way, way back. He's the publisher of St. Louis Small Business Monthly, Ron Amlin. How's it going, Ron?
I am doing great. How are you today, Todd?
Oh, we're doing just fantastic. You know, we were going to talk about, the state of small business in St. Louis, but, you just came right out and said, that's kind of boring. Let's talk about the new Taylor Swift movie coming out. And I said, are you sure, Ron? And is that the direction you want to go?
You know, if I have to talk about Swift, as a Swiftie, I'll be more than happy to do it.
Okay, I appreciate that. Maybe like there's a small business out there that wants to sell some Taylor Swift merch, and that could be a booming industry. Well, what have you been up to? Okay, tell us about the publication. And for those of you that don't know it, you should know it because it's been out quite a long time, but it's all for small business in St. Louis. What are some of the hot things going on in the St. Louis small business world?
Well, it's really interesting, and we've been around since 1988, and we started to really help business owners, small business owners who wear a lot of hats, give them some advice and some guidance, and we do we have a magazine that comes out every month. We do big trade shows all around the country. We do some innovative seminars and workshops to help small business owners throughout the year on accelerator programs. We do a lot to really help business owners grow their businesses, because it's so difficult to be a small business owner. I mean, within 5 years, most 80% of small businesses that start end up failing. I mean, it's really difficult. So for decades now, we've been around to really help guide those business owners to hopefully keep their businesses sustainable and help them grow. It's a great time right now. Last year in the United States, more small businesses were started than any year in the history of this country. And this year is going to actually break that. So people want to have their own businesses. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, it's the American way. And, you've seen a lot of businesses come and go over these years. And your publication, as well as the seminars and everything else you do, you've got a lot of great advice, a lot of different things that new business owners and veteran small business owners should take advantage of. But what are some of the things that you've kind of noticed along the way? What is it that – because you have a lot of people that say, oh, I'm going to start a business, it's going to be great. And I don't think they understand just how hard that is. What are some of the things that you could probably say were the most contributing factors to a small business surviving?
Sure. For starters, it's easier to start a service-based business. Like if I come by and fix your computers or come by and detail your car, it's easier to build that type of business than it is a product. Like if you want to build a new mousetrap of some sort, it's going to be much harder for you. So that's what the statistics show, that it's much more difficult to build a product than it is to have a service. But when you break that down, it's really about four or five main areas. One, it's really understanding your numbers and your financials and your margins. And most business owners, if I'm a great roofer and I decide to start my own roofing company, I know everything there is to know about the roofing business, but I don't know my financials. And that's what really hurts business owners the most when they get out there, is they really don't understand their margins and they don't understand their numbers. And that causes issues with cash flow. Another thing is sales and marketing. marketing, really understanding who your ideal client is and how to just pinpoint that ideal client and make sure you have a smaller tent instead of a bigger tent as far as sales and marketing goes. When you have employees, it's about building a good culture. I'm making sure that people are happy and motivated when they come into work every day. Those are probably the biggest things that will help business owners survive and thrive as business owners.
Yeah, well, coming out of this whole pandemic thing, I mean, going back to when it started, a lot of businesses, they were either put on hold, they had to transition, or they shuttered. I mean, did you experience, as far as people, other businesses that you've dealt with, how did the majority of the businesses that you know, did they survive? Or if they didn't, what actually, maybe made them close their doors aside from just being physically shut down, that if something like this were to ever happen again, what advice would you give to a business to avoid that?
Boy, I think one, you have to diversify your customer base. Like if you were that restaurant before COVID that wasn't doing any delivery, that wasn't doing the Uber Eats on the side, or wasn't, or wasn't doing banquets as well. I mean, you have to diversify your business, because if you were that business that was just doing dine in only when COVID hit, you were screwed. And so that's, I think the first piece of advice is to really try to diversify your business. And it's hard because nobody saw, COVID coming and what businesses would be shut down. But really it's about diversifying the business and trying to make sure you can deal with those kinds of revenue interruptions that might happen. I mean, a great story is I share a business coach with about a dozen other businesses in town, and once a year we'll all go to this retreat that he has, and we'll work on our business plans for the next year. And there's one member of this group who she owns a beauty salon, right? And the business, one of the exercises he had us do was figure out a plan in case you lose 30% of your business for some reason. Like, let's say something happens and you lose. So we all kind of, spend an hour or two kind of developing a plan. This is what I do this. And she didn't do it. And he came by to her and he said to her, and this was in 2018, 2019, he said, "Why didn't you do that?" And she said, "Well, my business is recession proof because, no matter what the recession is," and she's been through some bad times, "women will always get their hair cut and colored. There is no reason they won't." Well, that was true, but then COVID happened and she got shut down for 3 months. So, you have to prepare for those type of things as a business owner. You have to have some contingency plans. So when it happens, you kind of know what playbook you're going to use.
Yeah, and I think also a lot of times, especially, I've noticed, when businesses first start, they don't anticipate, they don't actually realize that you are going to, have some rough times. That's just part of being a business owner. And I think, over time, those ebbs and flows, you kind of get used to it and you anticipate it. But I mean, a lot of people, not a lot, but I mean, some that I've known, I mean, have just actually jumped ship way too early, just not anticipating that, hey, this is all part of the game. I mean, it's not all going to be totally easy. Otherwise, everybody would do it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great point, because there probably isn't one successful business in St. Louis that hasn't gone through a period where they almost thought they'd be out of business. I remember as a business reporter, and this was probably in the mid-1990s, they sent me out to do a story on this guy, David Stewart, who had just started this company called Worldwide Technology, right? And at the time, I think he had like 30 employees. And the day I went to see him, He told me this story about that morning he got his car repossessed, and he was running down the street after the guy, not because of his car, because he knew he didn't make the payments. He knew that was going to get repossessed. He was running down the street because he wanted his briefcase, which was in the back of the car. And, and now Worldwide Technologies is a $1 billion company. It's the largest African American owned company in the United States. But, you know, that there was a time, you know, 30 years ago when he was really, really struggling. And you know, then the business kind of took off. And I think that, that there isn't a business around that can't tell a story about how, you know, they struggled at some point. And that's kind of why, you know, entrepreneurship isn't for everyone. Because, you know, my business coach has a saying that if you're a small business owner, at any given time, you're 6 months from someone coming in and paying a premium for your business, or you're 6 months from being bankrupt at any given time. And so that's kind of the fine line of running a small business. And some people just don't have the makeup for that. And because it can be difficult.
Oh, absolutely. Well, as far as St. Louis goes, I mean, so with St. Louis Small Business Monthly, I mean, what do you think the state of business in St. Louis itself is? I mean, is this a more challenging area to start and run a business in other areas?
I'll say this, that, you know, we all know about the issues of St. Louis, and that's not helping small business at all. It's not helping big business at all. We had a lot of major businesses in this town 30 years ago, and then you had a lot of smaller feeder businesses that kind of fed those. And when the bigger guys left, then a lot of the smaller guys left as well. But, you know, it's a very conservative town, which can be good for business owners, or it could be bad for business owners. And I'll give you an example. If you're in the insurance business and you sell insurance in St. Louis, in a lot of ways, people here will stick with you for a long time. You know, they're very loyal. This is a very conservative and loyal town. A lot of times people have the same insurance company as their parents had. And then so people are really very loyal in this town. So if you get business in this town and you do a good job, you'll keep business in this town. As opposed to my family lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, and hardly anyone who lives, any adult who lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, right? Mm-hmm. It's a town, people migrate from, come in from all over the country and move to Vegas. And so in Vegas, if you sell insurance, you have to earn it every year because those people aren't tied to you in any way. You know, they don't know that you were here 20 years ago, or and they don't care because they just came in 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So they're always looking for something new, and they're willing to move at any given point in time. So, you know, St. Louis being a conservative town, again, can be good or can be a challenge for people.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, for businesses that are out there, the ones that have just started, you've got something really cool that you do like twice a year, I believe. It's your big expo that you have coming up out in St. Is it at the St. Charles Convention Center? Isn't that coming up?
It is. It's coming up November 8th. It's going to be at the convention center. So if you're a business owner or involved in business anyway, come on out, check it out. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. November 8th. It's free to attend. And mm-hmm. we have 17 really good seminars lined up, everything from, you know, how to market your business, how to increase your sales in your business, to using AI in your company. So we got a lot of great seminars lined up, and looking forward to seeing folks on November 8th.
Yeah, it's really a good it's a great expo. I've been several times, as you know, and like you said, there's seminars, and there are a lot of vendors there that are you know, to talk with, and yeah, it's great. It's a great networking opportunity. So I tell you, I really encourage anybody that is in business or thinking about starting a business to go check that out. Well, Ron, this has been great. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with me. I know you're waiting in line for those Taylor Swift tickets. Where's it, in the cinema or something now? So I didn't mean to drag you away from that. But, yeah, I hope you'll check in with us again and, you know, keep us abreast of how the state of small business in St. Louis is doing.
I will do. And thanks for having me, and keep up the great work.
Okay. Well, hey. Thanks for joining us. That's Ron Amland. He's the publisher of the St. Louis Small Business Monthly. And I think one of the things that are important that I don't know if you guys have ever started your own business or done your own thing, but I mean, a lot of people just don't understand how hard it is. I mean, one of my first things, and I don't know, it's kind of frowned upon. It's around the Halloween time. He was just talking about insurance. But one of the things that I used to do as a kid with my little brother is we'd go door to door and we would sell egg insurance. Like if anybody were to egg you, we would for a fee, if you bought our insurance, which is like 10 or 15 bucks, if someone did egg you, we would come clean it up the next day. And a lot of times people would say, we're not interested. And then I would always say, are you really sure you don't want this insurance? And I kind of give them like this look. Mm-hmm. And they thought, oh my gosh, this is a real evil kid. He's going to, and then they'd always pay. And we made a fortune doing that. But I don't really, I don't really know if that's good or bad. But yeah.
How old were you watching these mafia movies to get these ideas?
I was probably about 10 years old
Good
that.
Parents.
And then I went, my parents didn't know what I was doing. No, they didn't know what I was doing. They would just, stick us out and they'd say, hey, come back when the streetlights come back on. And that's what we would do. Mm-hmm. That's back in the good old days before, like the bubble wrap and the bicycle helmets and all that stuff. Kids nowadays, you got to be so careful. I mean, when I was a kid, we didn't. I think I mentioned this. I used to love running behind the mosquito fogger, and apparently, those are just toxic chemicals. But we didn't know. And look at me today. Can you tell that I used to run behind a mosquito fogger?
All the coolest people had their own fog. Wrestlers, musicians, they come out on stage. They got their own fog. It was like he was putting on a little show for you.
And that's exactly what it was. And I got to tell you what, that DDT or whatever it was. I mean, to this day, mosquitoes, they stay the heck away from me. I think it's in my blood. It's in my DNA now.
The sign on the back of the truck says, if you can read this, you're already got a little touch of the cancer.
They said guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things you have to be careful with, the guarantee. I didn't know what that meant at the time, but
Roundup is giving away all this money for being around their pesticides. I've been running through fields all my life trying to get rich.
Yes, exactly.
Plucking corn and tomatoes and stuff. I should have just been licking all the pesticide.
Well, it's like, did you drink the water at Camp Lejeune? Where is Camp? I want to go to Camp Lejeune to drink the water.
Admiral Andy.
I'm stuttering.
Man,
he wants to jump in. Do
Camp
you know
Lejeune.
Anything about Camp Lejeune?
I know a lot about Camp Lejeune.
Well, do share.
He's going to say, and I can't talk about it.
It's
top secret.
It's in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Of course.
It's in the middle of nowhere. It's a very large Marine base. It's basically the home of the 2nd Marine Division.
Okay.
And
they have bad water.
For years and years, there was a dumping and burying of chemicals, and it seeped into the water table.
Okay.
And a lot of families—
Is that a bad thing?
If you're a dirt sailor, that's terrible.
Oh, dirt sailor. Yes.
So it's, it caused a lot of problems with fetuses developing and things like that. So.
Okay. Why do I get these on my Facebook feed?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I get a lot of strange things on my Facebook feed. But apparently, if you just mention something, like it picks it up, like Google or something like that. So, that's why I'll always pick up my wife's phone and I'll say, dirty pictures, stuff like that. And then next thing you know, she's like, dirty pictures will show up on her phone. She'll say, what is this all about? Like, I don't know.
An ad for Windex pops up and you're like, no, it's like wishing with a genie for more wishes. And he's always got a monkey's paw. I think I'm convoluting two
monkey's
different things.
Paw. Wasn't that one of those bands that you went to go see?
Of course. Those screamo noise bands. Monkey's
screamo
paw, yeah.
Noise bands. Yeah. Well, that's just damn. Well, I tell you what, it's a broken world. And that's going to transition me into whenever I talk about our broken world and our crazy, we have broken minds, but that's a whole nother issue. I think of when I think of broken homes. No, not broken homes. Not like,
Rick be my new dad?
Yeah, he's my.
I have a broken home.
This is my sixth dad of the week.
My last one got cigarettes. Well, 20 years ago.
We're not going to talk about like emotionally broken homes. Let's talk about like if something like breaks around the house or something like that. Oops, something happened. Or as Joey says, oopsies. Well, something breaks around your home. Or my home, or Joey's home, or the Admiral's submarine. You know who you should call? Come on, at this point. At this point, you want to call
Ghostbusters?
No. See, this is why he skipped school. He would know if he would just pay attention. No, if something breaks around the home and you need it fixed, I want you to call my buddy Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers. Because the Bernstein Remodelers, they are full service when it comes to home remodeling, improvement, and repairs, whether it's electrical or plumbing or plaster or anything around the house. And for those of you who are just joining the show, one of the things they specialize in is moving walls. So I didn't know that was a big thing, but they do that. I've known Rick for over 20 years. They are total professionals. Everybody that works with Rick are fully trained. And as I always say, what else are they, Joey?
very polite.
They are very polite because I like polite people, and you will too. So if you're in the St. Louis area, which I assume you are if you're listening to this, or if you're in France listening to it streaming, don't call Rick. But if you are in the St. Louis area, I urge you to call my buddy Rick Bernstein at the Bernstein Remodelers for all your home improvement needs at 314-324-3024. That's Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers, 314-324-3024. Oh, and you know what that is? I hear in the distance, I think I hear horses and a chariot. That means King Kirby must be on his way when we come back. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V and the Admiral. Admiral Andy's skipping school. We'll be back with it all when we come right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Kristen Haftarchik of the group Patriot Mama Bears. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man who's such a law-abiding citizen that if he catches himself accidentally speeding, he immediately scoops up all his loose cup holder change and chucks it at the first police cruiser he sees, Todd Showalter.
And we're back on Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V and the Admiral over here who's been skipping school. And on the line with me now is Kristen Haftarchik. She is the founder of Patriot Mama Bears. And I love the name, by the way. How's it going, Kristen? Kristen?
It's going good.
Tell me a little bit about your organization. I know that you're in the St. Charles area, or Wentzville, rather, I believe, and you deal with educational programs and things like that, but you're also into voter registration and a whole variety of other things. What exactly does Patriot Mama Bears do?
Yes. So Patriot Mama Bears was originally founded by myself and one of my friends. We were actually on a radio show. So that's how that started. And then she decided that she was going to make a run for school board. And when she did, she had to take a step back. So for Patriot Mama Bears, we're doing, you know, local events, election integrity, and I would say we mostly focus on election integrity, but just any local events, anything that's going on, we try to do media there. And then I also co-founded St. Charles County Parents Association with a few other moms back in 2021. And that's our big one that focuses on education. So, and that's probably where I focus the majority of my time right now.
Okay. What are some of the challenges you've been faced with?
So I would say we're mostly active in Wentzville School District and Francis Howell School District. That's where we have the most active parents in our group. And that's where, I mean, Francis Howell has an amazing school board right now, so they can really get things done. Wentzville School District, we thought we had an amazing board, and we're finding out that we do not. So the issues are kind of varying from district to district. Seeing the same things.
What exactly makes a good school board then?
Well, we have conservative members that are wanting to get back to the basics of education and stop focusing on all of the garbage that's being pushed at a state level and a federal level. We want our kids to be able to read and write. Those are the goals here. We don't care about the indoctrination that they're pushing from mental health to social emotional learning to you name it. We want it out of our schools.
Yeah. And it seems
we want our kids to be proficient.
Yeah. We've had a couple of other guests that have mentioned the same thing. And again, I think I brought it up actually a couple of weeks ago. A lot of times people say, nah, this isn't really happening. But no, it really is happening. So, and you would think in the areas that you're talking about, a more conservative area, I mean, is it as widespread in your area as we've heard from others?
It is widespread across the country. Honestly, everybody thinks that it's not happening in their schools. Even it, you know, it's happening more in the rural schools than people even think also. I mean, there's been a massive push there, but yeah, it is. It's absolutely everywhere. And it's a lot of it comes from our Missouri state standards, honestly. People would be surprised by that, but it's coming from a state level. It's being pushed by DESE, which is Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. They're being told this is what you teach. So this is what you teach. And at a local level, at a very local level, because we've kind of been full circle on this. We fought for education legislation, but what we found is at a very local level, your local school board has the control to right the ship. So that's kind of where we put our focus, because that's the most effective way to do it.
Okay. Now, are you? I assume you have kids in school.
I have one child, and we actually started homeschooling last year because, you know, if I'm going to practice what I preach, I don't believe in the public school system anymore, and he wasn't learning, so I pulled him.
What is, I mean, I don't understand why there's so much pushback, because you see, I haven't met any, or spoken with any parents that have said, oh yeah, this is a great thing. We're really enjoying this, indoctrinating our kids. This is just wonderful. Well, if everybody is against this, why is it, I mean, why is it still going on?
That's the $10 million question, I suppose. There's a lot of money in this, and it's an agenda. They want to ideologically subvert our children. It's been a long game that's been pushed. This didn't just happen overnight. I would say that it really started shifting in the mid-90s. That was when it first kind of started inching in. But, I mean, I graduated in 2002. I feel like I got a great education by the public education system. It's not the same education that we got as kids. They're not learning anything, really.
Yeah, and it just seems at the same time, I mean, you've got a lot of situations in the school, and I don't know how these are all connected, but I don't know about you, but I mean, there just seems to be so many like violent episodes. Like there's like things going on in the classrooms that just wouldn't have been tolerated. That, I mean, heck, if we even like looked wrong at a teacher, I mean, you know, we heard about it. Now it just seems like we keep hearing about these fights and different things that are happening, and it just seems like everything's gotten out of control. Do you think what's going on as far as the curriculum is a part in that?
Yes, absolutely. And how they have changed the way school policy is enforced. Schools have become trauma-informed, which practices restorative justice. So, I mean, they're taking out any element of actual discipline. They're not suspending these kids when they fight anymore. It's almost like the kids get rewarded when they do act out. It's not working. But nobody knows how to stop it. It's being pushed from the federal level down. So that's really what we're up against. We're fighting this massive education machine.
Well, yeah, and there was recently just on the news, now I don't know the full story, so I'm not going to say, you know, one way or the other, but apparently it was a city school, and there was a kid was, I believe the kid was acting up or something. Whatever the deal was, the teacher used some bad language and, you know, said some things and insinuated, you know, I don't, probably went a little bit too far, but it was just language types of thing. And this made like the 10 o'clock news. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, back in the day, you know, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, the littlest thing, and I don't know how if this was little or bigger than maybe it was bigger, but it didn't seem bigger. And all of a sudden it's on the 10 o'clock news. And I'm thinking, if you're a teacher, I mean, it's gotten to the point. I mean, it's like the kids are actually running the school now. I mean, it just doesn't make
any
sense.
And Winslow specifically, we have implemented, and this just was pushed this year district-wide. This was a massive thing that we worked on over the summer to try to combat. We have a parent in our district who has researched this program. I mean, she's put hundreds and hundreds of hours into researching this and speaking out about it. It's called Leader in Me, and it's based on the Covey's 7 Healthy Habits, but it changes the entire culture of the school. It's worked into every single subject, every single activity, and it's just one big massive social emotional learning program. But I mean, the fundamentals is to basically make the children run the school. Yeah, like, you tell me how that works.
because they're kids. And the other thing, I mean, I've talked to other people that are in education, like, well, we can't do anything or we'll get sued or something like this. Well, come on. I mean, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And you've got a lot of people that, you know, especially some parents that are, I don't want to, you know, give them the liberal label, but, you know, it's almost like they're sitting there. What are these other teachers, babysitters? I mean, they're not, I mean, if you don't have any discipline over your classroom, how could there be any respect? How can you actually learn when you think you're the one that's actually in charge and you're not going to have any repercussions for it? I mean, it just seems so backwards.
Absolutely.
And so you have these school boards that, you know, get elected by the people, but why can't people be elected to the school boards that say, hey, we believe in discipline? I mean, we need to, you know, kind of crack down. Otherwise, we're going to have a bunch of criminals as the next generation.
Well, you can. Francis Hall is doing just that. They have flipped their school board and they are making true progress. They are changing school policies to create a better culture within their school to where discipline is a focus. Mm-hmm. We have to bring discipline back to the table. It's been a long process. Francis Hall isn't able to flip their school board overnight. It's taken a couple years to get there. And Wentzville's on their way. It's been an unfortunate process because we thought that we had people that, you know, we all elected that we thought were actually fighting for our kids and they weren't. So it's going to probably take one more election for us to get there.
If somebody wants to reach out and get involved or, you know, get in touch with you, do you have a site or is there some way of doing that?
SECParentsAssociation.com. That's our website.
SEC Parents Association.
SCC, like St. Charles County.
Okay, St. Charles. Okay.
Parents
Association.
Association. Yep.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being out there fighting the good fight, Kristen. I appreciate you being with us, and I hope to have you on again so we can hear what you're up to. And, you know, like I said, keep plugging away and doing what you got to do.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Well, that's Kristen. I was going to try to say her name again, her last name again, but again, that's a tough one.
Haftarchik. I wrote it phonetically in my notes just so I wouldn't sound like you. Well,
see, that's why you went to school, unlike Admiral Andy. You learned about phonetics and all that good stuff. Now you're not going to believe it. You know that smell that I smelled? Mm-hmm. I thought I smelled stallion poop. You're right. And the chariot pulled up. And now, craziness, walk. You are not going to believe this. In his full garb with the crown and everything. And I think he has something. He's wearing something under that robe. With us now is the king himself, King Kirby.
All rise.
All rise.
All rise. The king is here.
The king here from discountcoffee.com. I cannot believe that you...
Well, wait a minute here now. Just hold on.
Hold it.
Todd Showalter,
yes.
Rise to the king. If you do not rise to the king, to the dungeon. Admiral Andy, could you escort Todd Showalter to the dungeon?
I just got out of the dungeon.
Was the dungeon.
Oh, okay.
We're in the dungeon. Joey, do you know what in the heck is going on here?
He can't make up his mind. I'm kneeling, and then he wants you to rise.
You're not supposed to kneel. You're not supposed
kiss
to
kiss the ring.
Oh,
kiss the
God.
Ring.
You would not. It's a good thing. It's a good thing, everybody. This is radio because you can really enjoy the full, colorful outfit that the king is wearing today. Anyway, it's a pleasure to have you sitting with us here again, the king. And now, are things just slow in the kingdom? I mean, when you actually leave the kingdom, does everything go to hell in a handbasket? I mean, is it total chaos? I mean, how does the kingdom stay intact while you're gone?
The kingdom has law and order.
Law and order. Okay.
You've heard of that before, right?
Well, not here. In St. Louis, we don't have any
We law used to have that, you know.
We used to.
Yes. Uh-huh. So the kingdom is fine. Everyone is getting... right now, it's like in addition to coffee, because coffee really is only about 45% of our sales.
Okay.
So right now it's Tootsie Rolls and Jolly Ranchers and Starlight Mints, all for those trick-or-treaters. But my favorite is something that you can't find in stores, and that's the Lipton Cup of Soup chicken noodle packets.
Oh.
So if you want to be healthy and give a trick-or-treater something healthy, you can go to discountcoffee.com and purchase the Lipton Cup of Soup.
Well, that's good. That's good to know, especially on these chilly nights that'll get here, or chilly days, you know, soon enough. One of the things I wanted to mention, because I got a hold of you, didn't I, King? I said, you're not going to believe this, because my wife She tried something that you gave us last week called the chai tea. It's like a espresso or something like that. What exactly was that? Because she said this was so good that we're going to give this as gifts for the holidays. What was that?
That was Oregon chai, the chai tea latte.
Well, she really liked it. She said it was better than anything I had ever made. And you know what I usually make? Well,
ramen. Just you give her the leftover juice after you eat all the noodles?
I just say, you know, we had the rest of the noodles. She can have the ramen sauce or
your leftover cereal milk. Check out this soup I made you.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's all, as they say, it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is it? 15% off when they use the coupon code RightMind?
It's 15% off. We mentioned the chocolates because this is Choctober. So Choctober. We have all the Nestle and Land O'Lakes hot chocolates.
Okay.
So there is a 10% off if you use chocolate, but why use that when you can use the Right Mind code?
Exactly.
And get 15% off.
15, I believe that's better than 10%, isn't it?
And the 15% off is on the entire site.
Wow.
Everything. Sale. It doesn't matter if it's hot chocolate, coffees, teas, cappuccino. Just load that shopping cart up and put in Right Mind, either as one word or two words.
And it's going to get right there.
And you'll get 15% off. And when you open your package up, Todd, I've heard that sometimes there's surprises and little treats.
That, you know, one of the things I really like, I'm not a big guy on surprises, you know, especially like, you know, somebody runs in the room naked. I don't really appreciate that. But the kind of surprises that you, well, maybe I do sometimes. And I hate to throw this out there, but I think if you were to like buy all your gifts and your gift baskets and things like that for the holidays, and you use that promo code, Right Mind, without telling the relatives, you would have gotten 15% off, right?
Right. Delivered right to your door, your home, your office. We deliver everywhere.
Everywhere.
And we offer free shipping.
Okay. What is the furthest location that you've actually shipped to?
Romania.
Romania. Was it Nadia Comăneci?
No, but it was Lipton Cup of Soup. 300 cases of Lipton Cup of Soup going to Romania.
Wow. Were you suspicious
about
that?
They can't go. Well, yes, because Romania is one of the 10 countries that you had to be a little guarded about. And the thing is that DiscountCoffee.com, we're based in St. Charles County.
Okay.
And we ship to Illinois and Missouri. We ship domestically, as you said, contiguous.
The farthest he's ever gone is actually St. Charles. He went the wrong way around the earth.
Oh.
Just ended up right back.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, you know, they've got all this stuff with SpaceX and everything happening now. Do you think there'll be discount coffee on a one of like Elon Musk rockets or anything like that?
Absolutely.
That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah. You know, you go up to outer space and have some discountcoffee.com products. And I bet you they could even order from outer space.
You remember Tang?
Tang.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do remember Tang.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Tang back in the good old days. That was like a powdered orange juice, wasn't it? Joey, do you remember Tang? Joey's only 12 years old, so I mean, he's like, you know, probably before his time.
If you go to the Science Center in St. Louis, they still sell terrible things like that, like the dehydrated ice cream bars they have as well.
You know what else I noticed at the Science Center, speaking of that? And Kirby, you'd like this too. At the Science Center, they have like these exhibits of like antique toys, but the toys are like all the stuff that I still play with. I mean, so does that make us antiques?
Yes.
Wow. Gotcha. Now, one of the things you pointed out that's very interesting is that, you know, a lot of this stuff that you can get at discountcoffee.com, you can't find it in the stores or the big boxes. So how does the king, how does he go out there and explore and find new things to put on discountcoffee.com?
Well, that's a trade secret.
It
but
is.
I'll let you guys in on it.
I know.
He goes to a trade show.
Yeah.
Samples all the samples.
Maybe Ron's trade show, who was just on earlier.
And as we travel the kingdom, we're always looking to be the first on the internet with product and to be the last. So as manufacturers are discontinuing products or flavors, Discount Coffee is going to be the last resource for that. So when you Google that hard-to-find product, if you can't find it at Schnucks or Deerberg's or Sam's or Costco or anything, you can find it at discountcoffee.com.
Could have stocked up on Surge.
That
was a soda that people wanted.
I remember.
Was that like Tab?
And then
no.
Was it Slimer, Ghostbuster?
Slimer.
Ecto-Coolers, that's another one where people went nuts for those when they couldn't get them anymore.
I thought Ecto-Cooler was like some type of like lower digestive procedure.
Was there ever a thing that you miss from your childhood that's a food or snack you wish they brought back?
Only the mosquito fogger I was telling you about. That was really good. I
Shrek
that.
Dunkaroos, that was Shrek. Another one that kids love nowadays.
The king is over here crying. He's also sharpening his guillotine. What's this all about? You come with a guillotine? What is you've got everything?
Sometimes it's not the dungeon. You get beheaded.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we've all had a dandy time on the show today, especially with the king and his chariot and his horses and everything else. Anything you'd like to add, Joey, before we head off into the sunrise?
I want to remind everyone that we are not joking. The king did come dressed up. So if you're hearing this on the radio or the podcast, make sure you go to the social media for Todd Showalter. And you see the photo that we're about to take. We got Alma the dog.
Oh, it's
and we've
wonderful.
Got the king with his crown and his robe, and it's going to be incredible. I want you to go and like it on Facebook.
I said, we're going to head off into the sunrise. That didn't sound. It's sunset. Isn't that what I meant?
Depends on what time it is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Partied all night.
And I brought my own coffee cup. It's like swimming pool size.
He did.
Maybe
actually,
a small bathtub.
That is a small bathtub. I think I'm going to get one of those so I have something for my hamsters to backstroke in.
I could take a bath in that.
Yeah.
You could take a bath in that.
Go to Todd's social and you'll see Todd's mullet in the coffee
Todd's
cup.
Todd's mullet along with that coffee cup. Well, I've had a great time. King, you've had a great time, obviously, because you've got everybody here bowing to you, except for me, because I can't because my knees is like a little sore. Mitch is back there with a candy cane up his nose. I don't know what that's all about, but we'll find out next time. Well, thanks everybody for joining me. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my good buddy Joey B, the Admiral, Admiral Andy, and the King, King Kirby, in studio. You're listening to The Right Mind Show, or have listened to The Right Mind Show. And like I say, you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Till next time, bye bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to studiotodd.com. We will see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL, and always streaming online at newstalkstl.com.